pretty soon, since you're becoming such a regular, we're just going to put you in the suit, and I'll just get out of here. You can interview yourself. Three more touchdowns today, second week in a row. You're the guy who gets in the end zone for the offense. Trav, what's the key to this hot start for you?
I'm just being consistent, playing at my highest ability I can, just going out there and just making the plays every time the ball comes my way.
That's what you did. When you only have three catches and you go well over 100 yards and you have two touchdowns, you're taking advantage. Talk about the first one, play action, a bomb. What was the call there, and what did you see as you were running your route?
I had a read route where we know that before the play called, Johnny said, if I get the cover four, I'm coming to you. And soon we walk out there, the second play of the game, they went cover four. And I knew, I just told him, pull it out there, and I ran up under it.
And that's what you did. That was the first touchdown for you of the day, but you weren't done there. 73-yard punt return was the next one up for you. We saw the touchdown against Tampa. What's going on with this special teams unit? You guys seem to be in midseason form.
We ready to crank it up, knowing that last year was kind of a down year for us, and me and Tabe sat down, and we had talks about it, and we just want to come out here and just the punt return unit and just be the number one in the league this year.
All right. How was the offense feeling? You guys went through a little bit of a lull there as you went out to the field, 3rd and 9 there. The game was pretty much on the line. What was going through your head before that snap?
It was something we needed. It's something we needed. They had the momentum going that way. They scored 14, and it was 3rd down, and we wanted to stay on the field. And it was a scrimmage drill, and once I rolled to the right, and I saw Johnny looked at me, and he lunged it, I knew it was going to be a touchdown.
Oh, and it was a sweet play. Rockpo had a free release on him, spun out of it, and then I saw him throw it, and I looked and I said, there's my man Rabbit again. He's going to do it again, and sure enough, he did for the touchdown. What was that feeling like, knowing you had basically caught the touchdown that was going to win the game for the Cleveland Browns?
It was a great feeling. It was a great feeling knowing that we shutting them out, and knowing that since we up 14 with a couple seconds on the clock, that the game was going to be over, and the D went back out there and stopped them. It was a great feeling for the Browns.
And I see you leaping to the dog pound after those touchdowns like they know you by now. I mean, it was like first quarter, fourth quarter. Here comes Travis again.
Every time I score down that way, I'm jumping in the dog pound.
Travis, great stuff. Keep it up. Couldn't be happy for you and this team. Big win, big game. Congratulations.